Once upon a time, in a huge house overlooking the snowy mountains of Aspen, Colorado, a young woman found herself alone, as all of the new friends she'd made on this trip had gone out for the evening. The trip to Aspen from Los Angeles, California had been a rocky one, to say the least. Her boyfriend had left her behind in a huff after a failed music gig with nothing but $40, her guitar, a broken-down Toyota, a case of strep throat, and Jennifer, her little white poodle. She was blonde, she was beautiful, she was talented singer and songwriter. And together with her guitarist boyfriend, she'd been trying for a few years now for her big break. Staring out the window up to the mountains covered in snow, she wondered if she should just quit now, take her parents up on their offer to pay for the rest of her college education she'd abandoned some time ago for her music and her man, become a teacher, and find a way to be happy just bringing her music into the classroom instead of the great stages of the world. She was tired of being poor, tired of her waitressing job, tired of spending her days cleaning up after her boyfriend and his perpetually stoned rock music friends after a hard shift at work. Tired of scenes like this one that left her questioning her life choices. Searching for an answer in the view out the window, she sat down with her guitar and in just about 10 minutes wrote the song that in just over a year would make her a household name. The woman was Stevie Nicks and the song was Landslide. I'm Linda. This is Linda's Turntable, where we dive into the songs that endure, songs that provide the soundtrack of our lives. In this first episode, we're diving into the song that made Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac famous, so sit back and relax so the landslide can bring you down. In the summer of 1997, I was 20 years old. I was in between my second and third year of college, and I was doing a lot of watching of cable television. I was obsessed with Peyton Place on the channel that no longer exists called Romance Classics. And because I was into Peyton Place, which ran in the 1960s, I was deeply ensconced in the 1960s that summer and all that it represented. Now, this wasn't new to me. I've always had a vested interest in the 1960s and 70s as my time, as it were, even though I wasn't born yet. And I am a late Gen Xer, but I almost identify as a boomer for many different reasons, not the least of which was the media that was popular when my parents were growing up. You know, they're boomers. And because that's true, I did a lot of investigative journalism where it came to all these bands that were on VH1 that summer. Basically, the story was that VH1 Behind the Music started to play all of these episodes where classic rock bands from the 1970s had sobered up, had made amends with all their interpersonal relationships, and had decided in their 50s and 60s to go out on tour again with new material and bring back the old material and just try to recreate 20 years ago, but with clearer heads, clearer minds, and make a couple of dollars, you know? And because this is true, they were all over VH1. Fleetwood Mac was no exception. Now, I have a very personal interest in Fleetwood Mac, and it started actually the year I was born. So perhaps we need to dial it back a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why it is that Landslide is the song that we're beginning this series with. Now, as I said in the introduction, my name is Linda. Linda Erin McManus. I will be 45 on April 20th this year. That means I am exactly the same age as the Rumors album by Fleetwood Mac. In fact, one of my earliest memories is being in the walker. I couldn't walk yet. And I was watching my mother sitting on the love seat near the window where the stereo was in our house with the sleeve of the album in her hands where the lyrics were printed, playing and replaying the song Dreams and singing along until she had memorized all the lyrics. Now, I grew up with Rumors. I grew up with Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop and Secondhand News and Gold Dust Woman. And I mean, I could go on forever and ever about the Fleetwood Mac songs that I knew. But it wasn't until the summer of 97 when Fleetwood Mac's The Dance concert premiered on VH1 that I really started paying attention to their former work, the Fleetwood Mac album, to be exact. And the song Landslide. Now, the version of Landslide that happened on The Dance was played on pretty much every radio station that summer. You could not escape Landslide. It was everywhere. It's the version that begins with Stevie saying, "This is for you, Daddy," because, well, we'll get into that. In any case, I couldn't escape, and I had heard the song before, but I hadn't really internalized it, and so I took the opportunity at 20 years old to do that. Now, if anyone knows Landslide, and anyone knows anything about the lyrics, it's pretty much a famous song for people of middle age. That's because of the lyrics. Stevie says things like, "Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?" Later in the song, she says, "Time makes you bolder. Children get older, and I'm getting older too." And because it's true, the listener is given to believe that it's an older woman singing. It's a person who is looking back on life, almost at a midlife crisis kind of thing, and focusing on the past. You know, I've built my life around you, you know, it's the other lyric. And people take it to be sort of a, like I said, a midlife crisis thing, a thing where a person, male or female, in this case female, is looking back on things and trying to figure out if she can weather the storm and go ahead with the future because her past had been built around this person that she was singing about. And it's interesting that I begin this episode's love affair and explanation of Landslide by telling you that it was actually not that. That Landslide is not a song about middle age. Now, I'm a middle-aged woman, and I would love to sit here and tell you that Landslide is my song because it's the song of a 45-year-old person who's wondering if they could sail through the changing ocean tides. But you know what? Not so much. So why don't we just dig in? Now, Stevie has said in many interviews that she wrote Landslide in about 10 minutes. And why she did that was she was staring out at the mountains of Aspen, waiting for the new friend she'd made, whose house she was staying in, to get home from wherever they'd been that night, because she was inspired by the view and she wanted to sit down and write a song because she had a lot in her mind, you know. According to legends, Lindsay had gone to Aspen to be the other Everly brother. I think it was Don Everly who was performing and he played guitar in the band. And the gig went wrong or something like that. He didn't get the money he was promised. They were dirt poor at the time, so they were depending on that check, you know. And it was coming the time, around 1973, when Stevie was getting a little sick and tired of being Mama Bear, you know. She was in her mid-20s. She had quit college to pursue her dreams and be with Lindsay and move from San Francisco, where the music was happening, to Los Angeles, where the record deals were happening. And they were out there just trying to do the thing and trying to get her done. And they were in the middle of recording Buckingham Nicks. And when that album was dropped by Polydor, that was a huge blow because not for nothing. If anyone's ever heard the tracks on Buckingham Nicks, it's a kick-ass album. And she and Lindsay were sort of scratching their heads like, how can we top this album? And what does it mean that we're dropped? We get a taste of the big time and now I'm back to my waitressing gig and cleaning my producer's house in exchange for my rent money. And like, what the heck? Should I just give it up and go back to school? You know, and like take my parents' offer to pay my way for a while so I could just escape all this and just be a good little girl and be a teacher and say the hell with it. You know, that was the original plan. Now, Lindsay left Stevie in Aspen. I don't know the details of why. And he left her with $40, which in 1973 money is about $150, and a broken down Toyota that didn't go in reverse and had frozen in the weather of Aspen. Couldn't take the California car, couldn't take the cold. And Jennifer, her little white poodle, and a case of strep throat. I said that in the beginning of the episode. And I think that was kind of a dick move on the part of Lindsay Buckingham, but I can understand his frustrations as well, so we're not going to go into a Lindsay bashing session, but I think it really was that experience that led Stevie to put it down on paper and put it on the guitar and really work through the idea, work through what she otherwise would have put in a diary, you know, but instead she put in a song. She had to think about this. I've been afraid of changing because I built my life around you. You know, I dropped out of school for you, Lindsay, and I pursued Buckingham Nicks with you, Lindsay, and I built my life around this premise. I've taken several menial jobs and cleaned up after you and your pot smoking friends and stayed up all night recording in your father's coffee plant just so that we can get this album off the ground. And shit, man, where's my reward? And is this going to happen? And should I just pack it in? And that is the great question of the quarter life crisis. Yeah, there is a quarter life crisis. I don't know if anybody knows this, but the quarter life crisis, it's sort of what happens around 25, where you've been an adult for a couple of years now. You know, you're out of your parents' home, hopefully, and you've gone to school, and you're taking a job, and you're living with a partner or a roommate or whatever, and you're doing adulting, right? And you say to yourself, "Wow, is this it? And is this who I am now? And how is it going to get better? And I've decided to take this direction, but like, is this direction right? Because if I don't change my direction now, I'm going to look back when I'm 55 and it's going to be too late to change." And this is the quarter life crisis. It's different from the midlife, you know, but it certainly warrants the song Landslide. And it certainly warrants lyrics like "Time makes you bolder, children get older, and I'm getting older too." Because that was the feeling. That was what Stevie was trying to tell Lindsay, her parents, the audience that was to be, and really herself when she sat down in front of the mountains and wrote, because she was asking the great question. And this question is why Landslide is a song that endures. Linda's Turntable is a podcast where we look at why songs are so awesome, why we replay them, why they don't get old and we don't cast them aside, and why is it that the songs that we're talking about here, Landslide being the first, are the soundtrack to our lives? It's the great question. Any good song, any song that endures, asks one of the great questions. Now, you might be saying to yourself at this point, "Linda, I get it. You've introduced the hell out of this thing. What, pray tell, is this great question?" Well, here you go. Landslide asks, am I on the right path? And if I'm not on the right path, how's it going to feel if I get up off this floor and do something to change it? Right? It's actually really two questions in one. It is, am I on the right path? And what's going to happen if I change paths? Right? Now, take, for example, Stevie's phenomenon, right? She's a woman in her mid-20s, which in the 1970s meant more than it does today because, you know, time was different. And she was with Lindsay. They weren't married and there weren't any children. And she had not 2 cents to rub together. And she'd been pursuing a goal since they were in the band Fritz in 1968. And she had opened for Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Leon Russell and all these people. And she had a taste of what it means to be a singer-songwriter and a performer. And she had a taste of what it was like to be in a marriage because she and Lindsay had lived together for this time. And they were all, for all purposes, married, you know. And she had a taste of adulting. And she was wondering if this pathway to adulting was the one that was best for her. Was she beating a dead horse? Should she just go back to college and be an English teacher? You know, it's funny because I'm an English teacher and I think I should have been a musician. Too bad I don't play. I'm just an enthusiast. But seriously, folks, the thing is that that's the great question. And that's why Landslide endures. Landslide asks, can we put up with the stuff of life as we get older and as the years pass by and our dreams are fulfilled and unfulfilled, regardless of what they may be? Can we suck it up, wake up, put on our clothes, and go outside and live to see another day? And if that's true, can we live to see another day in this path? Or do we change? Do we fix what's broken? Do we identify what the problems are in our lives and sort of ameliorate that, figure out what's broken and fix it? That day, or that night, sitting on the floor overlooking the mountains of Aspen, Stevie had a question for herself and her path. And the reason why Landslide resonates so greatly with me is that I am currently sitting in a living room. This is where I record. I'm sitting in a living room in an apartment that I can't stand, in a city that I hate even worse. Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up and go to a job that I hate even worse than that. And I'm, ironically enough, sitting facing a huge framed poster in between two bookcases that is the cover of the novel The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Now, I bring this up because that is the book that I read in the 11th grade that made me forge my path. It's the book that I decided was so awesome that I didn't just want to read it and take a test about it like in my school. I wanted to be the person giving the test. I wanted to teach high school English, and I wanted to teach the 11th grade, and I wanted to teach The Great Gatsby. And I can't even tell you how many times in the last 22 years that I've taught The Great Gatsby. Just about 22, right? Nevertheless, I chose a path, and I went down it, and I started to sail through the changing ocean tides, and I tried to get a grip as much as I could to handle the seasons of my life. And now, as I sit in this living room and talk to you about Landslide and Stevie Nicks' experience in Aspen, I can't help but think that myself, here, a small blonde woman who's pretty verbose as Stevie is, and a little flamboyant like Stevie is, and kind of gnome-like and cute like Stevie is, I find myself wondering at 45 if I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around this premise and this career and teaching The Great Gatsby to the 11th grade and teaching in general and working towards a specific goal and whether or not that goal is right for me. Time has in fact made me bolder. It just does. That's what happens. And in her 20s, Stevie already knew that. She knew that as we grow up and as we get older, we become a little bit more fearless. We become a little bit less inclined to worry about what people think of us. And we wonder, as the changing ocean tides change even more, how many more years we have left to sail through them. And if we can handle the seasons of our lives, how many gosh darn seasons are there going to be? And are we going to have preferences from one season over another? And by seasons, I don't just mean the four seasons. I mean like the times in our life. Like, I'm sure every one of us can relate to a moment where we said, gee, wasn't it wonderful X, Y, Z amount of years ago when this was happening? You know, if I could only redo being 25 or being 32 or being 11 or whenever it was that we had the cool times, whenever that we had a dollar in our pocket and a smile on our face and a song on our hearts. And we just walked down the street feeling pretty decent about things, you know, and particularly if you're in a season where you don't have that experience, you have what I call a landslide problem. You sit in your version of a house in Aspen, looking out at your version of snow-capped mountains. And when you see your reflection in the snow-covered hills, the landslide starts to bring you down. You start to question your path. And as Stevie says, "O mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above?" She's tapping into that thing that we all have, that thing that she had that night in that house, and that thing that I have sitting right here looking at the Great Gatsby poster. Stevie has tapped into the infamous inner child, the 5-year-old, the 6-year-old, 7-year-old that's in us that remembers when life was all ahead of us and mysterious and full of wonder. And the snow-covered hills were just there for our amusement, to drink in, to take pictures of, to ski on, whatever the case may be. But they weren't threatening, that they weren't ominous, that they weren't hills that we needed to climb in order to get to the other side.
there were hills to just appreciate because they're pretty. Those were the days. Now,
putting this all together, the reason why I think Landslide endures is because Landslide is the everyman problem. I doubt very highly that there's anyone among us who has never experienced this. And I doubt very highly that there's anyone among us who can appreciate the fact that if you have a landslide problem, it's almost like nothing else falls into place. You know, you sit around and people are talking about random things and you almost can't even concentrate because you're wondering about this landslide problem so much. Like you're wondering about your path and it's taking its toll on your ability to just live in the present, you know? So consumed are you by thoughts of the future and thoughts of the past that your present is almost immaterial to you. And you sort of space out and you do your version of looking at the snow-covered hills. And the thing is that what makes the landslide problem so important to talk about is because while we're sitting there letting the landslide bring us down, as it were, we're missing out. We're missing out on our very present when we're so overly concerned with the past and the future. If we don't stop and take a look at the snow-covered hills, as it were, we're missing the vacation to Aspen. We're missing out on the coolness, the beauty of every day. And we're becoming increasingly incapable of sailing through the changing ocean tides because we're hung up on the ocean tides that were, or we're concerned and worried about the oceans of the ocean tides that are to be. And that's really unpleasant. And I should know because I'm going through it now. Now, what is the answer? What is the remedy? How do you stop yourself from having a landslide problem? And how is it that you can listen to Landslide and appreciate the beauty of the song without interpersonalizing to the point where you actually feel like you're going to cry? This is a question I have to ask myself sometimes. And the answer lies within this. The night that Stevie Nicks sat cross-legged on the floor with her guitar and wrote this song, she was this close to giving up on her dreams. It was less than a year later that randomly in Laurel Canyon, out to get a carton of milk, Mick Fleetwood met a man who owned a studio. And that's the studio where Buckingham Nicks would have been recorded. And Mick Fleetwood got to talking to this man, and he says that his band was in town from England and they were looking to get some studio space. And the guy said, well, come on by, I'll show you my studio, it's awesome. And he played for Mick in the studio, as an example, the song Frozen Love by Stevie and Lindsey. And so happy about this was Mick. So enthusiastic was he about the sound that they had, and so I guess blown away by their talents that he decided that when his guitarist, Bob Welch was his name, was leaving the band, that he'd replace him with Lindsey Buckingham. Lindsey Buckingham took the call and he said, well, my girlfriend is my partner here and this is a package deal, so you don't get Lindsey without Stevie. And they said, sure, come on down. And they met for Mexican food, and the first day of 1975 the Rumors lineup of Fleetwood Mac was formed. Within a year of writing Landslide, which was a question song about whether or not to continue to be a singer, Stevie Nicks had become a famous singer. So what do I mean by this? I mean, Landslide endures because the song itself is beautiful. It doesn't hurt that Stevie sounds great and looks great singing it. The connection between she and Lindsey as he plays the guitar is absolutely fantastic, and it's present on stage, whether they're fighting or not. They've been fighting for 53 years. Why should it be any different? And
the great question is something that all of us at some point have asked ourselves. And if you're sitting out here thinking you haven't, you have, you just don't know it. It was that time that you were depressed, by the way, that you were asking that. And you just didn't know it yet. And so it endures not just as a beautiful song by a beautiful woman who does beautiful work, but also because it's actually the secret diary entry of us all. And to boot, it is the song. Think of the irony. I'm an English teacher, I like irony. It is the song that she wrote about trying to wonder if she's going to be famous that in a year's time made her famous. And then when she came home from the first tour, she was a millionaire. That is saying something. So to all of us who are sitting out here with landslide problem, I suggest you go ahead and play the song. You can play the version that I prefer, the version from the dance. You could play the original that's on the Fleetwood Mac White album. You can play subsequent ones that have been live over the years in various concerts. Whatever floats your boat. But when you listen to the song, consider the great question and consider the fact that we don't know what the seasons of our life are going to bring. We do not know what changing ocean tides will appear. But if you have faith in what is to come, and you take this love and take it down, as Stevie says, whatever that means to you in your personal life, then the next time you see your reflection in the snow-covered hills, you'll know the answer to that great question. You will have made it through whatever the conflict was that was going on in your life when you were listening to the song and interpersonalizing, and you'll come out the other side. Time will make you bolder. Children around you will get older. You will get older too. But just know that the universe unfolds as it should, and that the landslide problem you're experiencing is temporary, and it's probably going to happen to you again, and that's okay, because life is filled with ups and downs. That's what she meant about the changing ocean tides. They're going to change again and again and again and again. Life is a merry-go-round, you know what I'm saying? And it's a bit of a roller coaster at times, and that's why we're here, you know? But in any case, the point I'm trying to make is that the next time you see a reflection in the snow-covered hills and the landslide brings you down, consider this. 50 years ago, a young girl, questioning her very existence, sat on the floor of a house she didn't own, wrote this song, and hoped for the best. You, out there, wondering about your next move in life and what path you take and whether or not it's wrong and how to change it, you'll figure it out. And when you do, play Landslide. Sing along. Think about Stevie and her question that night. And know how wonderful it is that we have music in our lives that endures. Songs that we can play and replay whenever we need them and feel a kinship to and have be the soundtrack of our lives.